To who did you end up working for at that point?
The common carrier was Eastern Motor Dispatch. They handled every kind of thing. You know,
so that's EMD?
Yeah.
Okay, and what were you doing for EMD?
Everything. When you're with a common carrier, you're billing and you're rating and you're pushing freight. Some of the time, at that time, they weren't that well organized that you couldn't go out on the dock and do something. Later on, it got to the point I couldn't do anything on the dock.
Because of unions and stuff? Okay, the billing is where you're basically making up an invoice saying how much. What's the rating thing?
Well, that's what you do first. Your bill of lading, when you pick up an item at an industry, they have a bill of lading.
Sure.
Describing what it is, how much it is, and what it comes
back. What the weight is and stuff.
Then you've got books to tell you from here to here and how much to put on the bill.
Right.
And when you have it on a lading.
Coming charge.
Yeah, when you have it on a lading, well, then you type it up on a freight bill. There's so many copies on a freight bill.
And now, what about taxes and stuff like that?
Well, they had taxes at that time.
I mean, did you have to figure that in as well? Like, and sit there and go, okay, well, government is, you know, we have to charge this amount or, you know, a taxes on per load or something like that as well?
Yeah, they had taxes. I can't remember just what it was, but...
Because I thought I heard you say something about tariffs or something like that.
When you had so many bills, whenever you fill the trailer, maybe you'd have 45 or 50 bills to fill a trailer.
Right, okay.
If it was miscellaneous.
Right, sure.
Then you put that on a manifest.
Man, that'd be a job for a trucker, man. 45, 50 different things.
Oh, yeah.
That's different stops, right?
Well, they had terminals. So they'd take it to New York, and then they'd break it down.
I see.
And then the pickup trucks would load it.
I see.
Like New Jersey or Philadelphia or Brooklyn, any place around there, they'd distribute it.
Okay, how long did you work at EMD?
Well, they moved. I moved from Cleveland Avenue over to... Mound Street after about 3 years, and they built a brand new terminal there on Mound Street, and I ended up being there 20 years before
the company sold out.
Well, they sold out to Interstate Freight System, and that was at the time when everything was ready to go. The Interstate Commerce Commission was all ready to be eliminated, and they called it deregulation.
Okay.
And before, you'd have to have 30 days before you could put in a rate on anything. As soon as they deregulated, you could just take a pad and go into somebody and say, well, I'll haul your freight for this, you know.
Right.
And
so the trucking industry.
And so the trucking industry with all the terminals really took a beating because the guys were taking the gravy. A guy with an outfit would go in and steal your truckload freight, just cut you 1 cent, 2 cents, or 3 cents to get the doggone freight, and that's what drove so many of these trucking companies out of business. They were just dropping like a flies. They're ones that had been in business for 20 or 30 years.
So now, basically, when EMD got bought out, okay, did you lose your job then, or how did that work?
I went from assistant traffic manager down to where I started again on tracing and billing and
because they had their own people to bring in as a new company. Is that basically it?
Because we were just a terminal then and not a home office. See, when we were at Columbus, we were home office.
I see.
But with Interstate, their home office was in Salt Lake City.
So they didn't need your job anymore is what you're saying.
The assistant traffic manager was in Salt Lake City and I got started back rating again.
Right. Yeah. And you weren't into moving to Salt Lake City.
No.
Yeah, understandable. Yeah, very understandable.
That's when your mom was they discovered she had the rheumatoid arthritis
trying to think do we remember roughly how old mom was when the arthritis thing hit? I wanted to say it was maybe she was around 45. Does that make sense?
I think it's close.
I was going to say, I wanted to say like mid-40s because I vaguely remember. I remember by the time I was in fifth grade, mom was starting to get bad. I mean, she was starting to get to the point where her hands were starting to give her a lot of trouble at that point. So that's kind of where I took that at. But Okay, so basically, they eliminated your job or moved it to there.
Well, they needed a rate man, and I went back doing the job that I had done years
before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long did you do that?
Well, they weren't in business that doggone long until they went down the tubes. I think only about 3 years or something like that.
And then when they went down the tubes, you were out of a job.
I ended up out of a job. That's when I went with Commercial Motor Freight Indiana.
Okay. So so basically, when they went down the tubes, did you end up with any kind of retirement out of it at all?
Well, that was a fiasco because when they got into that thing, it sounded like a great deal, and they had a lot of investments they had in that thing. But I think after working for them for 20 years, I ended up with about $4,000.
Right, which isn't anything.
Well,
yeah.
Better than nothing.
Yeah, it was better than nothing, but no, it's not what 20 years of retirement should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, understandable.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you went to work, and, okay, was IML part of that EMD thing? I remember
they sold out. EMD sold out to IML.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, then that went belly up, and that's when you ended up working for a Commercial Motor Freight.
Yeah.
Doing the same thing?
Starting back all over again, going back over because there wasn't any jobs. The home office in Columbus, there were only two home offices. That was Suburban Motor Freight.
Right.
And Commercial Motor Freight of Ohio.
Of Ohio.
Those were the two main offices. Well, they had assistant traffic managers for those two. So I had to go back starting over again.
Doing
ratings. Yeah.
Gotcha. And you worked for Commercial Motor Freight of Indiana for, do you remember how long?
Seems to be 5-6 years.
And then they went belly up as well? So they went down as well. And then I'm trying to think, then at that point,